Oh, happy Independence Day. Yeah, it's gonna go on in a normal way. Oh, Independence Day. We're on our way to see some scary. For the breakfast things we have, we're doing good, I think. Regardless. Oh, I got up today. Thinking about that interesting parable that Jesus gave. The one about the day laborers. You know? Some people went, they got picked up early morning, and they commit to working, and then a little later, they went and got some more people, and they got to working, and yeah, for Quinn's I got far, and they all got paid the same, and all the guys that worked the hardest, well, they got all skinny and snotty. Now, the whole fact that it wasn't fair. There's a whole bunch of things you can pull out of that, but I was bringing up the whole fairness thing, as usual. You guys all know how I feel about fairness. I don't give a flip about fairness. I'm always half grateful. I'm always grateful for kindness. I always want us to be kind to each other. That's a wonderful thing. I'm certain that employer fella, he had a great need, that's for sure. But he was also kind. You don't want to get all hung up on fair things, man. Life wasn't even designed to be fair. Yeah. I was looking at some map, and all these that hill right there, that's a place. That used to be a town site. Down here, this used to be a town site too. It used to be called something Valley, and I forget what. Anyway, very interesting. There's all kinds of places, you know. They had all kinds of amazing plans for this area, didn't they, Lee? So all them Easterners coming out here saying, man, we're going to make it killing, man. There's going to be a million people living here. So they figured out what the heck they got. And then they went, oh my gosh, what have I done?
Spent my family's fortune to come out here to Dunbar?
With jobs for taking? I don't know. Anyway. Those leaves pretty good. Okay. Uh-oh. Mom hates selling parsons. I understand that. Go on 65 on a 55, Lee. You're gutsy. Okay. Oh, no, hey, it's totally about you. I'm not going to get in trouble. You are. But I love you. All things. Oh. So, yeah. So what fairness is to be foolish? And it seems like there's a large population that's all that they want to try to do. Yes. Yes. That's right. They're the kind of guys that are all about having everything being the same. not good. Something about God's plan, that he's trying, this is the God training test. If you ever been through the Foreign Service test or anything like that, that's all this place is. Just to see that you've got the stuff to even be considered. And so, yeah, having life not be fair just makes for a more useful test. So, of course, life's not going to be fair. So, make it fair would be terrible. God's trying to find the cream of the crop, and I know that that absolutely offends leftists to no end. They can't stand the fact that that might be what life's all about. Darwin, and I'm not much of a Darwinist, and I don't think most of the people who swear up and down that they are Darwinists believe it, because if they did, they would be isolating you. If you were a good Darwinist, you wouldn't be. You would be trying to help the handicapped. You'd be wanting to get rid of the handicapped. You'd be wanting to get rid of, to gas them or sequester them somewhere, stick them in some place where it's cheap to take care of them. You would want to be getting rid of the low guys as much as possible. Of course, there is a branch of, I don't know if it's really leftism, but you might as well call it that for lack of anything better to call it. The eugenicists, you know, the zero population people, stuff like that, they were honest Darwinists. They were all about, we gotta cull the herd, you know? You can call them all kinds of things. Sorry, am I bothering you? Well, if you said I want to make sure the recording works okay. I apologize. Well, I said bring, I said get your earplugs. I didn't bring earplugs. Bring your car back. Darling. You talk to the group without amplification. Anyway, pardon me. Yeah, Darwinism. Now you have to understand that God's economy is not ours. It isn't about the most beautiful, it isn't about the strongest, it isn't about the physically strongest, it isn't about the people who are able to acquire the most resources or the most money. That's not what God's economy is about. His economy is more about people who are humble in relation to Him, teachable. And when you look at it, it's obvious. Because he wants a good trainee. He wants somebody who is going to really want what he wants. It's like, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. Or what is it called? Willy Wonka. I don't know what the original book was called. I forget. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory? Thanks, Cam. So there it is. Did you find the movie?
No.
Anyone know where they are? There. Oh, well, you gotta learn something about this little thing. I put this thing over here. It's pretty nice. I put everything I care about on the SD card. Because I want it to wipe out more than anything else. Top of the SD card. Mm-hmm. Down the middle of it. Mm-hmm. There's a folder called that I got currently in the mid. Anyway, Charlie Chocolate Factory was all about the fact that this guy wanted to find a certain sort of person to take over his factory, right? He knows he's weak. Mortality was staring him in the face. But I read the next book too. Something in the Great Glass Elevator. And it was, I liked both of those books a lot. Anyway, but you know, because they were silly and they were fun and it was great when I was a kid. But all of a sudden, he didn't die or anything. Charlie came to the factory and he was under the tutelage of Willy Wonka. And said, let me tell you, I think every bar is a lot like Willy Wonka. I don't know if he's that silly. He might be. We don't know for sure. Because all he's doing is putting you through a test. Everybody who is going through that factory thought the man was either nuts or cruel, or they thought all kinds of things about him. Exactly the way people on here on Earth think about God. There's a pretty good group of people who think that God doesn't exist, because surely if God existed, he would make more sense. And you go, this is just a test. This is a test to see if you'll really put forward the effort needed to get what God's got. You can look at it any number of ways. You can be a grasping sort of a person. That's your basic attitude. I'm going to do whatever it takes so that I can win the prize. I can be like God. And God says, well, then you got to be humble. Then the guy goes, well, by golly, then I'm going to kill myself and get humble. I know that doesn't sound right, but you know what? That's a start. That's a good start. A whole lot better than somebody who says, boy, you know, God's a jerk. If there really was a God, he wouldn't allow all this suffering to happen. He would intervene. He would make sure that we didn't have all these problems. And you're going, that's because you understand. This is a test. This is like, let's compare it to those, but just like the Hunger Games. Totally false environment. And I'm not saying that God's up there throwing trials at you. I'm not saying that. He doesn't have to. This place has got trials enough by nature. He just had to set it up, put it into motion, start sending kids to it. Start putting people through the process. See what comes out the other end. Broken, beat up, smacked up people. And he looks at them and they go, man, but you humbled yourself. You did the right thing instead of the wrong thing. There was 5 million opportunities for you to be a jerk and to get rich off of the labors of your brethren. There was, he said, take advantage of the situation. And let me tell you, most of Christ's parables have to do with trying to get you to figure out what really matters in the testing. That's what this whole thing is about. It's like a huge game of the Hunger Games. And it isn't about who survives. Nobody's surviving. Nobody's going to get through. We're all going to die. So put that aside. You don't have to worry about death. Death is going to come to everybody. So don't get weird about it. God says, take care of your body. That's a big part of the test. Take care of your body, right? He's entrusted you with a few things Well, luckily, this place is for sale. Boy, it's not a very big place. I wonder how much it costs. Anyway, talk about looking to buy anything, because I don't think you want to settle there, do you? You want to sell yourself out of Florida? Ain't got nothing you want? Alright. Anyway, she wants to go back to Disney here someday. Yeah? Maybe? No? She wants the mountains. You want more of the Las Vegas thing. A few more people, but not too close to them. Yeah. I think I got some mail. I don't know. Maybe some jeans, but I think I know what we need. there's ever good reason to feel that way. For them, white people are by and large carpet baggers, coming to take advantage and kind of ruling over them. So, you can't half blame them for the attitude that they have. You know?
Here.
like, you know, it's just like the Indians behaving around you, Lisa. They just want to keep their culture, and they're scared to death that you're coming there going to be telling them that they can't keep their culture anymore, because God dang it, they're not allowed. Not that you were trying to ruin their culture or anything, but they didn't know that. It's just like people who say, we don't want those Muslims here. You go, I understand that completely. I know. I'm not saying people are good, people are holy and nice, or anything like that. I understand how they feel. They're scared to death. So they're trying to avoid you. They don't trust you. Hey, that's how people are, Lisa. People don't trust much. And one shouldn't really expect them to. Is that another facet of fairness? People should always be fair. Well, okay, Lee. How do you feel about this fairness? How come you feel that way? Are you being fair to them? Yeah? Well, you don't get their culture much. You don't drink. You aren't a member of the Catholic Church, which kind of makes it troublesome. Do you? Okay. So, yeah. Well, the hill be feeling pretty ravenous by the time you get there, huh? Okay. Oh, anyway. I kind of like the country, and frankly, Lisa, once you get away from most of the bigger towns, there aren't any Hispanics. They tend to congregate in the bigger towns, you know? Or if you go further that way, in this part of the country, yeah, it's mostly, this is an old Spanish settlement, and that's what you got. It's a bunch of Spanish. Off guard slow, huh? Well, okay. That means that our speedometer's a little high. That's good. If you think you're doing a thing, you're actually doing at least a couple of miles lower than that.
Okay.
That's good. Don't like pillows? Is my doctor handy? But Ruidos will cost too much for you. You like it to be cooler. soccer games, stuff like that. So that's all this is. For all we know, coming to Earth from the relationship of the people getting ready to come, the people to the party then, is just like watching the Hunger Games on some big TV. It's a big television reality show. Where they go, man, he's going down. He's burning up. Oh my gosh, oh look. That may be electrical entertainment. It's like Jerry Springer. A little slice of the dark side there, you know. One heart, one mind, and you go, believe, by a white lady, right? Down there on some mission. Ran into the king, came up here with the king. Trying to dig up and figure out his own life, and not, you know, and struggling. Struggling for just being, like I said, the kind of water. And I'm standing there, I feel like I'm the kind of water. So, I don't know.